Welcome to the podcast.
This is Sarah.
Hi, Sarah. I'm Tony. This is Ryan.
We're calling a rare Victorian tarpa.
Hi.
Sarah, it's Tony and Ryan.
Oh, so excited.
Woo!
Yay. Oh, how are you?
Ah, great.
Now, it says you're from Little River. If you were the, like, head of tourism of Little River, how would you, in a sentence, like, you know, sell it to us?
We've got a river.
How big is it?
It's not big.
It's massive.
It's ironically named.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, and will you approve the podcast?
Yeah, of course.
Yay! Woo.
This is Sarah from Little River, and you're listening to Tony and Ryan.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome. Hello.
There's one thing we hate on this podcast.
Ants
and hypocrites.
People,
hypocrites.
Oh, sorry.
People who say something that turns out not to be true. And it's not that they were lying necessarily.
Maybe they didn't realise.
Yeah. For example, or maybe hypocrites is a bit strong. I never locked my scooter.
Yep.
Because I knew no one would ever steal it, even though Tony told me all the time, someone will fucking steal it.
Yep. And what happened?
Someone stole it.
Got stolen because you left it out. That's what happens when you don't care for your things.
There's a I told you so coming up today.
From me?
And it's going to make me feel real good.
Okay.
All right. Let's
go. I'm just so rarely wrong.
But first, a lot of people from overseas have a lot of questions about Australia because it is this like faraway island. For us, it's all we know. It's normal. Mm. But it is this faraway island way down south that has cool beaches and it's a desert sort of, but it's cities, but it's
beaches.
And
it's an island, but also a country and also a thing.
A continent. Yep. Yeah, there's a lot fucking going on.
Do you think that every country is like that though a little bit?
You
kind of have one idea of what it's like. Like someone talked to me the other day about, or I saw on Instagram, someone went on holiday in Egypt. And I just imagined that, I was like, well, how do you eat? It's just desert. It's just pyramids and desert. They're like, the pyramids are literally right here and then next door is like a super mall.
Yeah.
Like, but when you think of it, it's like desolate and there's nothing around.
Well, I've seen the mummy. Well, I know nothing's there.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, times have changed, I think.
Yeah, slightly in a couple of hundred years. But Cairo's like a huge city.
Yeah, but when you
just don't think
of it,
yeah.
No. So do you think
you just eat sand
and
walk home?
Yeah, like... So whenever you think of other places, like in Australia, we ride kangaroos to school and in Egypt there's no shops. You know how people just think that kind of stuff?
I nearly hit a kangaroo. I think I did hit a kangaroo this morning. I had to slam on the brakes.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that.
Aren't you?
No, that's like the worst thing that you can do is slam on the brakes.
What should you do?
You should like squeeze the brakes on, but you're supposed to just keep going.
And just run over a kangaroo.
It's way more dangerous to like try and stop or swerve.
Yeah. Oh, I'd say I'd slow down, but basically jumped down in front of me and then ran in the same direction of the car. So I was like catching up to it.
Yeah.
And I was like, shh, like, you know, like one guy closed being like, four.
Oh,
and I reckon I like didn't hit it, but would have clipped its tail.
Yeah.
And like gave it a little butt tap and then it just jumped off to the side. And
it's so scary when it happens.
My phone disconnected because it like flew forward. My backpack was in the back seat and ended up like on the floor and stuff. Like, yeah, I totally forgot about it until just now. So that's what it's like living in Australia.
That does actually, I've been in a really bad car accident because of a kangaroo actually.
Well, Tony wouldn't know anymore because she's a city girl.
Yeah, I am.
But now I've moved out into the outback. This is just daily occurrence.
The country.
But there's a few questions have come through about Australian food.
Oh.
And if I know one thing about Tony Lodge is that she's an expert in cuisine and fine dining, and she will be the representative of our continent, island, country and land when it comes to fine dining.
That was beautiful. Put that on my LinkedIn.
Thank you. Question.
Question.
Why do Australians get excited by the prospect of a boring sausage in boring white bread?
It's our culture. It's our national food. I don't don't know what it is. There's something beautiful about the simplicity of a sausage sizzle.
Yeah.
And we're not talking about a hot dog.
Nope.
We're not talking about a bun. We're not talking about like a Frankfurt or like a wiener or a Kransky or anything like that. A barbecue. Do they have like normal barbecue sausages like elsewhere?
Yeah.
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 So like just a barbecue sausage, white bread. It's not trying to be a hot dog. I think the most important thing is that it's not a POV hot dog. It's a separate thing.
It's a sausage. It's bread. Do you a tomato sauce gal?
I do tomato sauce and mustard. I'm a mustard girl.
Barbecue sauce with mustard, yeah.
But you know what I like on an actual hot, I wouldn't do this on a sausage sizzle, but on an actual hot dog, like long pickle.
Oh.
Yeah, and a bit of like raw onion, bit of cooked onion.
Yep.
Cooked onion on a sausage sizzle.
Yep.
Oh, are you a fan of onion on a sausage sizzle?
Don't like onion.
Oh,
at
you're
all.
Not an onion guy. No, yeah, of course. Makes your tummy upset.
No, I just don't. No, I don't like the texture.
Oh,
there's a lot of things that make my tummy upset, but strangely, that's not one of them.
Oh,
well, it might be. I've just never had it. The biting into it is like what?
When it's cooked or raw?
Both.
Really?
Yeah, the texture of it.
What if it's in like a bolognese or something? Like, oh, even
and
if it's like cooked down.
So Bridget has confessed that she might like hide it
right
in some stuff, but I think it's just the biting into it. So when it's like cooked down and is for flavor,
yeah,
and then that's the running joke in her house, because I'll see her like cutting onions, putting in the pan. I'm like, oh, what's that, considering we don't have that
onions in our house,
what is
yeah.
that? And she goes, oh, it's just flavor.
She's not wrong.
No but it's like flavor is now like a type of food. It's like, yep, two tomatoes, three flavours, and a pickle. Thank you. Why do Australians put beetroot on everything?
Fuck, beetroot is so good. It is risky, though.
Yeah, in terms of dropping it on yourself?
Yeah, yep.
So I've been banned from eating beetroot on our couch and our rug at the house, and if I was wearing this white T-shirt, I would be strongly advised to change.
Yeah.
Out of these, actually, I'll get you to put these in order, these four,
okay,
from best to worst. Beetroot on a burger,
uh-huh.
Beetroot in a salad, a beetroot cured salmon, you know, when you put it in the form.
Oh, yep.
And then a beetroot hummus, and I don't want to sway the jury, but with summer.
No, I love a beetroot hummus.
I'm in a phase. I'm in a phase.
All right. I'm not going to say worst to best because I think they're all pretty good.
Yep.
I'm probably going to go the beetroot salmon, then the beetroot what was the second one?
Just in a salad.
Oh, yeah. Salmon, salad,
yeah.
Hummus, then burger. Beetroot in a burger, the crunch you get as you bite into a burger. So it's a thing in Australia, like an Aussie burger, and it will have like beetroot and an egg.
Well, let me get to the next question.
Oh, sorry, Mama.
Why the fuck do Australians put eggs on their burgers and everything? Is this a myth or is everything I hear true?
What?
Why do Australians have eggs on burgers?
Do other places not do that?
No.
Is eggs on burgers not a thing in not Australia?
When you have an egg on a pizza, what kind of pizza is it normally?
Breakfast pizza.
Where are you going? No, it's traditionally it's like an Aussie pizza.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's an Australian thing. Or when you get the Australian burger at a burger place, that's the one with the egg in it.
But I just assumed that we just called it that. I didn't know that other places didn't put egg on stuff. I love egg in a burger.
Same.
It's elite.
No one else is doing it.
I actually didn't know that.
What would you say to Big Burger, you know, the industry in the US?
Yep.
And America claims to be like, you know, Burger Kings, not the Burger King, but
Burger
Kings
King.
Of burgers.
Yeah.
What would you say to them about their lack of eggs?
Put an egg on it. Yeah, yeah, that's what I would say. There's your jingle.
Australians have sushi with chicken and not seafood. Do Australians understand that sushi means seafood?
We do both.
Mm.
And I don't think that sushi means seafood, does it?
Well, if someone goes, what is sushi? I'd go, oh, you know, like rice with seafood.
Like, oh, yeah, because most people would assume fish, I guess.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true.
Apparently we're rolling with chicken and the rest of the world's like, nah, it's for, like, or if not seafood, you have, like, you know, the California, like the carrot and the avocado and.
Yeah, and but that's got, California has, like, crab stick in it normally.
Oh, well,
or
there
like,
you go, yeah.
Yeah, or, like, seafood salad or
so
something.
So what's going on with Australians having a spicy chicken?
Well, I just would have assumed that was normal because normally in sushi it's, like, katsu chicken. Like the crumbed chicken, which like you get on like a Donburi, or like with like when you get if you order like a Japanese curry and it's got like the katsu schnitzel on top.
Can you? I know it's not quite right, but can you just write down katsu chicken for adulting porn, and we'll just say that to each other and next time we do that segment.
Yeah, I'm writing it down now.
Actually, though, because katsu chicken.
Torbs makes it.
But that's not sushi though, is it? Are we confusing sushi with just like Japanese fucking awesome things?
No. So, but it's normally the katsu chicken that they put into the, because it's different to a schnitzel, you know? So that's normally the chicken they, so I'm like, well, it's Japanese like prepared chicken. So it's not as if we're putting fucking a chicken breast with Vegemite
put
on
some
it
rice
into
on
sushi.
That parma, mate.
You
know we'll call it Japanese.
Exactly.
Who feels like Japanese tonight, guys?
Fusion. Fusion's a lie. I like chicken in sushi, but I'm realizing that might make me just sound like super white. But I also, I love like, I'm a big fan of like fresh seafood, as in like, like raw fish. Hey, like when you get the thing, it's so
fucking
good.
You're not a racist white guy, mate. We get it.
Oh, no, no.
I love the fish as well.
No, normally I'll get a chicken and I'll get a fish.
Yeah. Remember that time I came around with like one of everything to your house?
Yeah, that was very good.
Why do Australians put chicken salt on everything?
Because it's delicious.
Easy question, easy answer.
Is chicken salt a thing elsewhere?
It mustn't be, because whenever we mention it, people are like, what the fuck's that? Why are you putting it on everything? And we're here going, because it's fucking delicious. What is the conspiracy here?
What is chicken salt? Like, I know that that sounds like a dumb question, but like, because it's not salt, is it flavoured salt? Or
I'm
is
guessing
it...
it's not chickens.
No.
See, when you say it sounds like a dumb question,
but what
it
is
does,
it?
But then I don't know the answer.
I actually don't know like what it's made
you
of.
You know how you get
is
that?
It just MSG?
I mean, yeah. Maybe it's like, do we want to know the answer?
Yeah. I really don't know what it is, but it's yum.
All right, I'm looking down the barrel of the camera. If you know the answer and it's a good answer, tell me. If you know the answer and it's a bad answer, just leave an emoji.
Yeah, we don't want to know how the sausage is made.
Yes. Finally, this is from Jackie, who's a bit fucking, how you going?
Oh.
Jackie. Why the fuck do Australians insist on toasting every sandwich? Sometimes I just want a cold sandwich. Is Australian bread poisonous unless toasted? I've never been to a place in Australia and had something with bread in it without being like, oh, we'll toast it.
Oh, they do always, when you go to a cafe or
offer.
Something, they always offer. I don't understand the obsession, because I love melted cheese, but I hate crumbs.
What a predicament we
so
find
ourselves. So it's really tough, because I would love to have a toasted sandwich because, you know, the cheese melts or the chicken gets hot or, you know, it all kind of mushes together. But then I'm not into, you know, at Subway.
Well, when they toast it, it gets crunchy, you bite in.
Yeah.
Crumbs.
I don't like that.
Okay. So remember that time I thought of the thing that you would hate the most? And it was going up to someone in the supermarket who clearly didn't work there and being like, excuse me, do you work here?
Yes.
I'm going to add to that category.
Mm.
After we do this episode, let's go downstairs to Jethro's, the cafe, and be like, hey, I fucking hate crumbs, but I'm all about melted cheese. Can I get like the stuff inside the sandwich
I
melted?
I would never. Don't
Can
even.
I get that stuff melted, but on fresh bread?
Challenge not accepted. I have to go there every day.
With a Diet Coke.
Yeah. From McDonald's.
This is Sarah from Little River, and I approve this podcast.
Big shout out to a few of our champion tarpers over at our Patreon. All of the information is in our show notes if you want to check it out. Big thank you to Deborah Mackey, Kaya Schmichter, thank you so much. Kayla Sloth, Sand Walsh, and Brooke Guy. Good on you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Really fucking appreciate. Love to see it.
You know, this is almost a you love to see it come early.
I don't like this, that it's a fucking I told you so thing.
Because
it's all
we here at the Tony and Ryan podcast know that people saying I told you so is very satisfying.
I'm just always trying my best. That's what I'd just like to say. I'm just always trying my best. I'm a flawed woman, but I try my best.
That's sort of beautiful.
Thank you. I know that I have flaws. I know I'm not perfect, but I just always try my best.
I disagree. I agree. No, I agree that you try your best, but I disagree that you're not perfect. You are perfect to me.
I fucking hate this because you're buttering me up for something. I don't like it.
Can't a colleague express his gratitude for...
Not when you're mean to me during the break.
When...
You're nice on air, but you're mean personally.
Fake news.
Can you actually just put me out of my fucking misery and just shoot me? Like, I actually hate this.
When Tony brought little Pippa into her life, beautiful little bulldog.
Aww, French bulldog.
French. Only a French bulldog owner would get it. I said, oh, she'll end up sleeping in the bed. And you said, no, 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 she's not allowed to come on the bed. And that was...
Well, she's not.
She's not allowed to come up onto the bed. She's not allowed on the bed. And
she's not allowed to arrive at the bed.
And that's it. Two questions. One.
Yeah.
Does Pippa now sleep on the bed? And the second question, is it true someone purchased Pippa her own doggy stairs so she can walk up her own stairs onto said bed on her own without help?
All right. Well, okay. So the answers to both of those questions is yes, she is sleeping in the bed.
Mm.
Yes, we did buy a product called Pet Steps.
Use the code Tony.
No, not sponsored. Paid full price. No, well, not true, actually.
Really?
No, they
How
were,
much? Text me.
I think they're about $160.
For fucking three pieces of wood.
It's high density foam so that when she runs up them, it's not hard on her little leg. And
she stands on the ground all day.
And it's covered in like carpet. So that it's really soft.
We're in the wrong business.
And they've got like rubber footing so that like they don't slip like as she runs up. So when we – so I've wanted a dog forever, right? Yeah. Torbs, my partner, was not really fussed on the dog before we had it. He's more of a cat guy, but I'm
– That's actually fucking so Torbs.
Isn't it? But like I am super allergic to cats. Same. So I was like, we can't risk getting one. So when we talked about it, I was like, I really want a dog. I'm like really ready for it. I think that we should do it. He was like, oh, you know, like if you want – But now, who is Pippa's best friend?
Torbs.
And I said, wouldn't it be great if, like, you know, we had a little dog and, like, she slept, like, she was on the couch with us and, you know, she slept in the bed and Torbs went, well, she's not sleeping in the bed. She won't be sleeping in the bed. Like, no dogs in the bed. And I went, oh, well, it'd be pretty cute, though. And he was like, no, no dogs. Like, I just, I don't think it's worth risking our sleep for a dog.
Mm-hmm.
We got about three, I think we've had Pippa for about 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
We got 3 months in and she started like asking to come into the bed in the morning.
Yeah, so she'd wake up early.
She'd wake up at like 5 o'clock and we would get up with her when we didn't need to wake up yet and we'd end up going out and sleeping on the couch. So, like, see you later, spine. Our couch is fucking shit.
Mm.
And one of us would be in bed, but one of us would be on the couch with Pippa.
Yep.
And that I was like, this is not working.
Wouldn't she just accept no for an answer?
No. She would just, like, jump up on the bed and she would be like, what are you guys doing? And we'd be sleeping.
Yep.
Go back to fucking bed. So she was really at night, she's happy to go to her own bed, but in the morning she's like, cool, want to come up with you guys or I want to get up and play.
Mm.
I was like, this is fucking ridiculous. What if in the morning – we pulled her into the bed just for an hour before our alarms go off.
So we can, she's stealing an hour of sleep from us every morning.
Yeah. So let's
see, this is a big decision because you know, once that line is crossed.
Oh, yeah. So we started doing
who
that.
Who knows where it could end up? You could end up buying stairs.
Pet steps. So we started doing that and it was really good because it meant that we could just, because she, as soon as she's in the bed, she calms down.
Mm.
As soon as she was out in the lounge room, she fell asleep on the couch. It wasn't that she was ready to get up. It was just that she was like, I want attention now. So we were pulling her into the bed. We were sleeping great. And I was like, that's awesome. She was still going to her own bed happily at nighttime, but coming in the morning and being like, cool, I'm ready to come in. Then Torbs goes, oh, maybe tonight, it's the weekend. Maybe tonight she could sleep with us.
Oh.
And I went, mate, the boundary that you put in place was that people will not be sleeping in the bed with us because, you know, like boundaries, like she needs to learn. And, you know, what if Ryan and Bridget have Pippa for the weekend and then she's like asking to sleep in their bed with BJ and fucking two of them and daughter McDaughterface?
Jump in, sweetheart.
Yeah, you're welcome to. That's
I'd love her to, yeah. What would happen? Oh, he'd love it.
Yeah, everyone would love it. Ryan will sleep in the spare room. Bridget's got daughter McDaughterface and BJ.
Yeah.
Ryan's with Pippa.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, if she has to stay with someone, like it's easier to kind of have a good routine. And he was like, but it's the weekend. So we pulled her up onto the bed.
How'd she go?
She fucking loved it. She fell asleep straight away. She fell asleep. She knew that I was the one she had to get over the line.
Really?
So she snuggled right into me, looking all cute
like
this.
Oh, yeah.
Looking all fucking cute. Slept with me the whole night. Didn't stir, didn't move, didn't fucking move, didn't interrupt us at all.
She knew.
She knew
this
that it was a
audition.
Test. It was an audition, yes. Yeah. And then, so in the morning, she would like, if I got up first, she'd jump off the bed with me, but then go, oh, well, Dad's still in bed. I'm going to go back to bed.
Mm.
But then have to jump on the side of the bed for him to like put her up because she can't jump onto the bed.
Yeah.
Because she's
legs.
Only got tiny little
legs. Little wingettes.
Little tiny legs. And so that was waking us up. So then Torbs goes, well, now if she gets down because she needs to do a wee, she jumps off the bed, which she's not supposed to do, but she can't get back on. In comes the pet steps. Torbs ordered them on Amazon. He ordered them. This is all him. He goes, we'll get some.
When I first confronted you about this, and confront was probably the right word. And also, when I say confront, we were both deep in the pool, all drinking beers.
Yeah.
So it was a very non-confront.
It was
confrontational.
Casual. Yeah.
Confronting.
Yeah. A casual confrontation.
So you were very quick because you were like, you guys were kind of blaming each other because it's like, oh, you got him up in the morning. Yeah. But then once we started, you were the one who said it at night.
Yeah.
So it was a bit of like, who is the one responsible for this line crossing?
Pippa. Pippa was.
Well, it's funny. Yeah. No one's tried to blame her at first. But now that I think about it, she is the one to blame. You said, I said something about stairs, and I was like, stairs, are you joking, Tony? And you go, it was Torbs. He bought it. He went on Amazon. And he did.
I object that this is what happened.
Yeah. So then I looked from you and I peered across at Torbs, who had also heard this accusation. And he goes, yeah, I did buy them because I was sick of fucking hearing about it.
There's fucking GST on that from him. It was not.
But even it's just delivery. Fuck, that just killed me. I'm sick of fucking hearing about it.
Fuck, he's a little bitch, isn't he?
Give me the credit card. And
whose side is he on?
He begs for Pippa to stay the night, and then when she does, I'm sick of hearing about
it. Oh, the stairs, her jumping off the bed. I just...
Have the stairs been a good purchase?
The stairs actually have. So we spent about 15 minutes training Pippa how to use her stairs.
Yep.
So at first we obviously like put a little treat on them so she would walk up, and now she gets up and down with her stairs every... Like she hasn't jumped off the bed since, which is really good for her tiny little legs.
And so does she now...
Fuck, she has the best life. Like she honestly is living la vida loca.
So does she take herself to bed now that she's got stairs? She can take herself in, or she wait for you guys or...?
So she always comes to bed with us, but normally I go to bed first.
Yep.
So she'll come and she'll snuggle with me until I fall asleep.
Oh my God, it's adorable.
Then she takes herself off the bed.
Yep.
Goes and sits with Torbs in the office while he's like soldering or playing games or whatever. Yep. And then... she'll either, if she gets sick of him, she'll come back into me or she'll come to bed with him.
And then you, all three of you.
Yep.
And Pippa sleeps in between you guys?
Yeah.
Or just wherever?
In the middle, like straight up or across. They're her two favourite positions.
Now.
And then in the morning,
mm-hmm.
I've had to start using a silent alarm because she doesn't like it when my alarm goes off.
She doesn't like it.
So I've started using like my Apple Watch and it like vibrates on my, which is actually a way nicer way to wake up anyway.
Yeah.
And then
you sneak out the side.
And I sneak out so that the two of them can fucking snuggle in the morning. So yesterday morning, it was like 5 a.m. Mm. At 5:30 or so, my alarm went off to go to the gym.
Yep.
And I got up and she went, rolled over. She was snuggling into me. Like, I got up. She went,
good luck with that job, mate.
Snuggled into Torb's. And then she was still in bed when I got home from the gym like an hour later.
Yep.
And then I went to jump in the shower and she looked at, I saw like, I could see the side of Torb's.
Yeah.
All I saw was her ears poke up. Like yeah. She went, what's going on? Who's in my house? Yeah. And I went, it's just me. It's just Mum Pippa. And she went, rolls over, goes back to sleep. Didn't see him both for another hour until Torb's alarm went off.
Fuck, you've lost that dog. She's had it too good for too long.
To be honest, I think she favours whoever's in the bed.
Oh, absolutely.
She's got it all sewn up. She's like, who's going to feed me and who's in the bed?
All right, I've got one final question.
Oh.
And there's no follow-up questions.
Okay.
There's no detail. It's just a yep, nah, maybe, like whatever the answer is. And then the You'll Have to See It music will play and there'll be no follow-up. There's no follow-up questions.
Okay.
Is Pippa sleeping between you two a bit of a cock block?
Nah, because we don't have sex at night because we never go to bed together.
Okay. What about the other?
Okay. So.
As I said, we don't need.
So you don't want me to explain?
I didn't want to put you in a position where you.
Well, so on the weekend.
No, I want to tell you.
Stop the music. On the weekend. Mm-hmm. We just pulled the steps away.
Is that like adulting foreplay? It's, you know, it's like.
I've moved the steps, like, sweetheart.
You know, like the classic, like, let me just go slip into something more comfortable. Yeah. It's like, let me just go and move those steps.
How about I go and move Pippa's stairs?
Well, Torbs gets home from a busy day at work and he goes, hey, what are you doing in the backyard? And you go, I just want to put the stairs out there.
Yeah, I just thought I'd move those old stairs. And he goes, fuck, we're on here. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Become
try it out.
Part of the, yeah, I'll try it out. Yeah, I'll report back.
Just go, hey, I've moved the stairs. Yeah.
Guess what I'm doing this afternoon? Moving those stairs.
See you later, poop.
Is it a cock block for you? BJ sleeps with you guys in the bed.
I wouldn't say it's not like a hard and fast. I wouldn't say hard and fast in this rule, but it like yeah, it's like another thing to factor in.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you either have to shut the door or
plan ahead, or just
plan ahead.
Well, that's when you kind of go, oh, maybe I'll just take him out the back for a for a walk, and maybe sleep him out there.
Oh, so you walk out, and then when he's turned the other way, you go run back inside.
Go!
Slam the door shut. Oh, that might be my love to see it. My love to see it for the day actually is a comment from Rachel Hecker Warren.
Oh, Hecker Warren.
In our Facebook group. Hi, Rachel. She shared this on our You Love to See It thread in our Facebook group, which mm-hmm. you can join at any time. The internet is finally available in my neighbourhood.
I saw this.
And we're getting it set up tomorrow.
Did I reply?
Maybe you replied after I saw it. I hadn't seen your reply when I saw this.
I didn't know there was anywhere in the world that was like still waiting to be hooked up.
And then Rachel says, been waiting since 2019 for this. Girlfriend, are you sure you haven't been waiting since 93? When did the internet start? Yep. This isn't a new thing.
No, it's not.
And so obviously it's either like a remote area or you know how some... You know how like in your area you can't get NBN or whatever it is? So maybe it's just one of those spots where it's just a bit tricky and it's like hard to do or whatever.
We just got 5G.
That is good.
Yeah.
That is very good.
I looked at my phone and I was like, oh, I got 5G.
Oh, is that just because you got a new phone?
I don't know if it was a coincidence.
I think it's your new phone.
Really?
Because they normally give you like a month of 5G for free or something.
Oh, to fucking...
Yeah.
To suck me in. And then I go, that is good, and then I'll buy it.
Yeah,
oh,
exactly
okay,
right. Yeah. Oh, and they've tricked you into thinking that was your own idea.
Yeah. They've incepted me.
Yeah. So I don't get phone reception at my house, as you know.
Yeah.
So our internet needs to be good. And when our internet drops off, I can't even hotspot from my phone.
Yep.
And so I'm like, oh, actually, I live in the middle of Melbourne and our reception and phone isn't great.
Yep.
And internet fucking drops off from time to time. So I'm thinking that maybe Rachel isn't in a remote area at all. Maybe she lives in my building.
Maybe she does. Where do you live? Oh, level 3?
Yeah, right above me.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, that you're rollerblading at night a lot because I'm hearing that quite often.
I love to see that you've been waiting for it and it's here.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Your life will change about fucking Netflix and stuff.
Fuck, wait till she hears about MySpace.
MySpace. How does she listen to the pod?
Maybe 5G?
Well, she just comes into the studio and sits in the corner.
Yeah, she listens on live. Hey, Rach, cheers for that.
G'day, sweetheart.
Yeah, have you got all your love to say it, Ryan?
I do. Because when I was collating questions about Australian food, there are a couple of non-food Australian questions.
Oh.
Dear Australians, who is Noah Fence? Hear y'all talking about him, but no one else has heard of him. N-O-A-H, Noah Fence. F-E-N-C-E. Tony.
Yeah.
Who's Noah Fence?
That is really a weird question I've never thought about before. That shirt is shit, no offense. So it's
who's
actually
no
offense.
Right.
N-O
space
O-F-F-E-N-C-E. No offense. So it's like you then, it's like, in America they say with all due respect.
Or so, ain't gonna lie.
Like if you go like with all due respect, like that shirt is shit. Just because you say with all due respect doesn't mean that you can say something that's really horrible.
Or when people say like nothing personal.
Yeah, exactly.
If you were to say to someone named no offense, how would that sound?
Well, that shirt's shit, no offense, no offense.
You
that's
can see
how you
where
say
the
that.
Confusion
yeah.
Was.
Yeah.
But why I love to see it is that someone for years thought that was some guy.
Last week I talked about free to air TV.
Yeah.
I don't know if you saw this. Lots of comments online that people thought we were saying free to air TV. Like that free to air.
Oh, free to.
Free to air was like a streaming service in Australia. And then I've said free to air TV's back and they're going, oh, okay. I'll have to Google that one. Yeah, free to air.
There's the AirAsia airline and there's free to air.
Free to air.
TV streaming.
you fucking love to see
that. tomorrow on the show.
Mm-hmm.
This is actually pretty fucking heavy. I don't know if I should tell you this now because you might not be able to sleep. I reckon it was like 2 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I kind of rolled over and I see Bridge just laying on her back staring at the roof.
Oh.
And I go,
everything okay?
That's what I said. And she goes, I haven't slept at all tonight or last night because I've done something and I need to tell you and it's eating me up. But like, I just want you to, even if you don't like it, just at least try and understand where I'm coming from.
What?
So I need to tell you this because I just can't.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get to that tomorrow.
So tomorrow on the show. And is it called like, I always thought a cold sweat was like, just like a saying.
No, yeah, it's a real thing.
Yeah. When she told me, I was like, fucking nearly died.
Oh my God.
Mm.
Okay.
Tomorrow on the show. I'll tell you what happened.
I've got anxiety. It's not even about me.
I'm sorry. You like Bridget, will be staring at the roof tonight.
Aww.
Sorry, I shouldn't have told you. And then there was a unicorn. It was fun. And
yeah. But then Pippa ran up the steps and it was fine.
Yep. All fun and games.
Love you. Bye.